in your face.
For me.
From her album, I'm Okay Now, But I Wasn't. That was Charlie Lane with Gold Drip, and Charlie joins us on the line. Charlie, welcome to 3CR.
Hello. Hi, James.
I love that track. I love the guitar on it. Tell us about the guitar.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you. That was actually Adam Heath. He's a co-writer of mine, and he did some amazing work with that guitar. There's actually quite a few layers there, so... Yeah, I love the guitar as well, personally.
Yeah, it really bites. I also really find the album title fascinating. I'm Okay Now, But I Wasn't. What can you tell us?
It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty upfront, isn't it? I guess it's a place in time where I was going through a lot, so I wanted to be pretty straightforward and just say, yeah, this is where I am and now... Because I guess I wrote it during COVID lockdowns and things like that with Adam, and pretty much I was going through a dark time. So I knew that when I was going to release it, it'd be, I don't know, like, yeah, I don't know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I guess it's just pretty a bold title. And I was like, well, I'm okay now, but literally back then I really wasn't. And yeah, I just wanted to be upfront with everyone.
So it sounds like an incredibly frank album that you've written, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Straightforward and, yeah, pretty blunt.
So we just heard Gold Drip. Tell us the significance of the title.
Well, I guess, just like I said, I wanted to be upfront so that everyone knew what they were getting into, really. And I... was going through quite a dark time when I was writing it. So most of the songs are quite dark, and I wanted the title to really represent myself. So, that's pretty much what the title... I always wanted the title to be very... I don't know exactly what you said. It's just very bold and very... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly what you said.
How challenging was it recording the album?
To be honest, I think the demo before actually getting into the studio was much harder because we were kind of throwing voice memos back and forth during the little lockdown period. And it was quite hard because we had that period where it was like, how do we actually do this? It was very hard. It was like, here's a voice memo, Adam. Let's do what you want with it, but how do we actually get this done? Is it actually going to make it to the studio to get, like, professionally done? And then when we finally got there, it was actually quite rewarding, which was like a year or two later after the COVID lockdowns happened. So it was quite exciting when we got there, but it was a long process.
It must have felt great when you finally got into the studio because, as you said, you had your doubts.
I definitely had doubts, yeah. I was doubting whether it was actually going to get finished, but it did, which was excellent.
Was there any track in particular that was a problem child?
Yes, definitely. It was the last track on the album, actually, I Can't Do Much. And it's actually a great track. I love it. It's just that we had some issues in terms of the amount of synth tracks we had to deal with, which I love jazz. She is amazing. We just had a lot of tracks, but it wasn't just that. It was the fact we didn't do it to a click track, and there was just look to musicians. Sorry, that are listening, they will understand, but to non-musos, this might not even make sense. But yeah, it was a very difficult one to record, but it got done, and I'm very happy about it. So yeah.
So after all those lockdowns, you finally got into the recording studio. Tell us about the recording studio that you went to.
So we recorded at Headgap Studios with Rowan Justina, and that actually no longer is there. It actually got burnt down around December. So very unfortunate and very sad, but slowly looking at a new build, and we're fundraising. We fundraised in February, all of us and all the people that have recorded at Headgap, which is lovely to see, like, community all get together as well. But sad that Headgap, like, burnt down and everything, but, it's such a beautiful studio as well, and it was so great to record in, especially with Rowan. He's such a phenomenal mixer and producer, so it was really great.
How devastating that it burned down. Where was Headgap?
Yeah. What was that, sorry?
Yeah, where specifically is that studio? Where was it?
In Preston. In
wow.
Preston, on Dundas Street, yeah.
That is so sad, but great the community's rallying to rebuild it. How it was obviously, yeah. Was it gutted?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just a fire, arson. So it was just, it's absolutely gutted that it happened. And I think the community was just in shock, really. And there was the guitar shop at the front that also got burnt down. So we were all just, I think the whole music community was just kind of like, what the heck? But we all just rallied up and hoping we've raised enough funds, or we're still raising funds for the Headgap to still exist, and fingers crossed.
That tragedy makes your album I'm Okay Now But I Wasn't even more special, doesn't it? Because it was recorded at a place that is so special to so many people that they are now fighting to, you know, rebuild.
Absolutely, it really does. It's like, you know, you recorded it somewhere that's like so special, and so did so many other people, you know. I know there's so many records there that were recorded around the same time. I know Emma Donovan's record was recorded there, and my friend Magnet's, and it's just, it's just so, makes it so much more special. So, yeah, you're right, yeah.
So now that you've got the album out, are you doing gigs? Like, what's the story to, you know, express all these wonderful songs that you have on it?
Yeah, well, I'm doing a gig coming up at the Gem on the 26th, which is next week, right around the corner, with the wonderful Ethan Conway supporting, and he's also playing bass for me, so it's kind of like double lineup. And he's got his album, I think, coming out the day before, so it's quite going to be quite fun. But we've just done some regional gigs as well at Tanswell Hotel in Beechworth. And we did one in Cornella at Shiraz Republic, which was really beautiful. The communities are so lovely up in regional as well. And I just did one at Readings in Carlton as well, which was such a lovely show. It was just really cute and, like, I don't know, just so cozy and warm. So it's been really lovely to do, really intimate, cute little shows, recently. And then we've got the big party at the Gem.
It sounds like you're getting a lot of community love about the album.
Yeah, I know. I really like it. It's been really lovely. And I guess that's what music's all about, just bringing community together. I mean, that's what it's about for me. And it's always been about that. So, yeah, I really, really can't wait for this Gem gig. It's what it's about. It's just bringing music community together.
Do you have any music videos of any of the tracks from the album?
Yeah, I do. They're all up on YouTube. I did about three with Rick Clifford, absolutely phenomenal photographer and obviously videographer. And then the first one, Gold Drips, was by Marcus Coughlin.
Fantastic. Now, what are you writing at the moment?
Oh, I am going back in down and writing some new stuff very soon. But yeah, that'll be, yeah, in a couple of months, I reckon. But I think I'll be going probably more in a different direction musically. But yeah, you'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Oh, do tell. Tell us a bit more about this new direction.
Look, I think I'll be going back into what I grew up with, which was a lot of blues and a little bit of country, but a little bit of folk as well. Yeah, so I've been writing a lot more like that, and it just feels really home to me. So, yeah, I think that's the direction I'll be heading in.
Wow, okay, so it sounds like writing I'm Okay Now But I Wasn't and the heaviness of that album, it sounds like it was cathartic, it sounds like it was therapeutic, and it sounds like you're now moving back, you're coming home musically.
Yeah, it was, well, definitely cathartic, and it was definitely therapeutic. It's always been, writing for me has always just been a form of therapy and just a way to express my feelings, and I think it is for a lot of artists, but definitely that album, I think it was needed. And yeah, now it's more just reflecting on that album, but also just me moving forward as well, with my life in general, but also with my music. And I think I'm also just kind of found myself more as an artist right now, and the genres that I want to pursue. Yeah.
That is something else that must make you feel great. I mean, finding yourself as an artist, I mean, that's what everybody craves, isn't it?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I've got to ask, we've lined up a track of yours to play. It's called Dance With You. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Dance With You. I love creating this one, and I really like doing the film clip as well. This one's by Rick Clifford, the film clip, but Dance With You is such a lovely track. There's a lot of harmonies on it with Adam as well, but in terms of what it's about, it's about, I guess, the anxieties of queer love. I'm a queer artist as well, and I guess in general that's what it's about. It's a little bit cheesy, I guess, in my mind. It's about, like, going out and asking someone to, like, dance with you. Literally, it's in the track. But, it's really about that time where you're like, I don't know, you get so anxious and you just don't know the answer. You're kind of scared of rejection. So, yeah, that's what it's about.
It sounds like you really kind of found or rediscovered the young part of yourself, you know, the almost the teenage Charlie, you know, going through those emotions and kind of, you know, expressing them in a queer kind of, you know, flavour.
Absolutely. You're spot on. Absolutely right. Yeah.
Fantastic. Charlie Lane, it has been a real pleasure to chat with you. And thanks so much. And yeah, here's your track, Dance With You. It's been a real joy. Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks, James.
I really want to talk to you. I can see it, but I'm scared to move. If I walk the walk, will you walk too? 'Cause girl, I really wanna dance with you. Yeah, I really wanna, I really wanna, I really wanna dance with you. Don't look the other way. I'm here and I want you to stay. Can you see me? Can you hear me? Can you see me? Can you hear me? Well, I really
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.